Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Shaheem Ali, Chief Financial Officer of Recyclical, formerly American Manganese. Shaheem, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thank you, Jim.
Shaheem, you just came back from New York from a huge conference. Can you tell us about it and what it means to Recyclical?
Sure, Jim. Thank you. Zach and I got back last night from New York, and we attended a EV and battery event. And then from there, we had several meetings throughout the week. The event was one day, but we had meetings booked out from the event. And we made personal contacts with some other groups over there while we were there. We met with fund EV sector analysts, and these are guys who cover EV battery space. And, you know, it's important for us that we get in front of these guys and grill our technology and how we have positioned ourselves towards commercialization. So this is good people, people that we want to be in front of. And, you know, while we are there, we also met and had appointments with a few investment banking groups. You know, people ask us, why do you have to keep meeting with these guys when you don't need money? That is true. We don't need money now. However, it is very important for us that when the time is right to seek funding, we are in front of the right guys. And it takes time to build relationship with these funds and their the accounts that they manage. So it is important that we keep doing what we need to do with investment banking group. And if we come across a JV or some kind of offtake agreement, we have the right people behind us to back our project. And, you know, also the fact that investment banking community, they provide long-term shareholders, investors too, right? While we are there, we also met with a few investor relations, corporate marketing firms, and being in front or having meetings with them, it allows them to look from a different vantage point. They look at us, they audit our marketing plans, they question on us, on our business plan, our strategy, and it provides us some kind of audit on our strategies and what we are doing, how we are doing, our execution plans. And if of value, they provide us services to move our company forward. And it is needed in this kind of climate right now. If you look at the market conditions, all of these that I said above are very much needed. You know, our last days of the visit, we visited a gigafactory in New York that is under construction, and we visited a facility that has been testing with our materials to validate them. Hopefully in a week or two, we will have some results, and we look forward to sharing with that with our families and shareholders and everyone in our network pool. Also, I get asked, I always get asked, oh, I'd like to share what is happening in the next couple of weeks here at Recyclical. Our name change has been accepted by Exchange. It took us a long time, but given the holidays and the person who was managing our account, finally we can officially use the name Recyclical Battery Materials, Inc. Our press release will have more information out there about the QCIP number and the details that matters to our shareholders. A change of business from mining issuer to industrial technology issuer will be planned from here now, hopefully by next EGM, but that is the next step. However, we are officially Recyclical Battery Materials, Inc., and that is important to us because we do not want to be seen as a mining American Manganese or company that holds mining properties rather than battery material space. Our website has gone through a refresh, but we will keep working on it. However, if you go to our website, it will display all our current information with our new name. Also, I know our visitors want a deal in place, and we are continuously working towards one. But it is important that we get into the right deal that makes sense for our shareholders and increase our shareholder value. We just can't get into any deal. I mean, some of the deals that come our way, given the situation today, you know, some ask for a 70% stake in the company. Some ask for a licensing right for not much. Or some require us to show us our blueprint before they want on to proceed any talks. So we have to be careful and we have to navigate through these asks before we can put something on the dotted line. However, Our business model requires extensive testing of third-party materials, and this is done so that we minimize execution risk. And that is important, and this is why hopefully by end of this year we can do some kind of disclosure on the progress on our demonstration plant so that we can share more information towards it. But I am confident more than ever in our lab that we are doing it right. Jim, today in Canada, I know we are marking the National Truth and Reconciliation Day. My heart goes out to families that suffered the abuse and ongoing emotional trauma. I also want to take this day to pour my heart and share my thoughts with our shareholders who are family to us here at American Magnesium. That's how Larry saw everyone here, and that's how we see it. I know our share price has been under pressure. It pains me too, as my family and friends are suffering losses, experiencing this decline in share price. However, we see this has to do with, partly with a warrant exercise that has coming up on October 2nd. The stock market sentiment is not helping Jim here. You know, some are selling because they see that Larry is no longer here to carry the vision. He did have a huge following too. So, you know, perhaps the most disturbing part of this and chatter on the boards are that Larry's family will start selling their positions. You know, as a public company, it is our responsibility to ensure that all areas of business, technical know-how, the succession planning are all in place. And Larry did a good job on mentoring us over here and preparing us for that day. Now, kudos, Larry. It's just amazing job he has done, and we want to keep doing what we are doing. We are working up the same blueprint, and just the faces have changed, that's all. But the blueprint, the processes, the systems, the know-how, the vision will all be carried out as planned. To some of it matters as I speak to you. Larry holds approximately less than 2% of the outstanding shares. You know, it takes time for shares to transfer. It has to go through a process, probate, wills, and etc. So it takes time for them to transfer. To go out there and irresponsibly mark that Larry's family is dumping shares and create some kind of fee in the market, that's not smart. You know. Also, I ask our shareholders, think about it. As we sit today, we have about $75 million in market cap at 30 cents. Does it really justify our valuation? You be the judge. A company with $20 million in the bank, valued at a market cap of $75 million at 30 cents. You know, I'd like to ask all our listeners to be patient with us. Please believe in us. I'd like to ask everyone to have a good weekend, and let's promote recycling for a better tomorrow.
Shaheem, where can people get more information about the company, and where are you traded?
You can visit our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com. It will be changing very soon to Recyclico.com. You can call us at 778-574-4444 or email us at investorservices@amymn.com. We are listed on TSX Venture Exchange, AMY.V, on OTCQB, AMYZF, and 2 a.m. on Frankfurt Exchange.
Shaheem, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Shaheem Ali, Chief Financial Officer of Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated, formerly American Manganese. Our conversation took place on September 30th. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.